News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Going to end up nationally in the business of mass relocations if climate change keeps going the way it's going. That's because of coastal erosion, and it is being studied by Associate Professor Dr. Eugene Farrell, who's at the University of Galway. And a working paper published today by the Climate Change Advisory Council is saying that you need to start planning, or the nation needs to start planning, for major impacts. Eugene, what are we potentially looking at?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. Well, I guess it's one of the starting points is a 2022 government report that reported that 2,279 houses are currently at risk from erosion and flooding, and that jumps to 4,446 by 2050, which is not too far away. Now, what's interesting about that report, that's only based on 8 local authorities reporting out of 19 counties with coastlines. So the number will triple or even quadruple, we don't know. So there are some gaps in the knowledge. And at the same time, they noted that 570 kilometers of roads are at risk currently. So ultimately, what's coming down the line with accelerated sea level rise, with, we know that coastal erosion is worsening around the country, that there's going to be a need for tough decisions to be made. Now, those decisions will be on how will we manage these parts of the coastline. Will we protect them using hard defences, which is an optimal solution for many people, but there are issues with expense and environmental damage from these approaches. And also, they're not sustainable with sea level rise projections. So there's a plan B that has to be put on the table, which is what this report actually provides guidance for, which is there are going to be locations where it is better, not just for the environment, but also for the people, to actually relocate them. Now, it's obviously very complex because there's legal, social, financial planning and community issues all intertwined with the environmental and engineering decisions. So I guess this report is a first step in providing, maybe kickstarting the government into action.
Now, the big question out of all of that, Eugene, is which areas do we know?
Well, I was very vigilant. Well, we know it for a long time. I mean, this report doesn't go into identify areas, but ultimately we've known for decades the hotspots around Ireland in the southeast, on the west coast, and it's the soft coastlines. It's the legacy of our glacial footprint, where we have soft cliffs and which have repeat landslides happening. We have low-lying sandy shorelines, which are very responsive to increased storminess and sea level rise. So I guess it's not for lack of knowledge here, but it's a persistent failure for decades to translate the knowledge into actual policy and clear, transparent management decisions, so that basically communities understand what's the short-term approach for government to manage their coastline, what's the medium, let's say up to 50 years, and what's the long-term approach. Because I think right now, any interventions are like ad hoc and they're reactive, when in fact, what we do know, and looking at international precedents, that we need to look at the long game here and actually plan for essentially what's going to be potentially catastrophic impacts of coastal erosion.
Eugene, thank you. Dr. Eugene Farrell, Associate Professor at the University of Galway and lead author of that report.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.